Well, when we started this season, we had on the guys from College Football Quest, Al and Jared, two guys that have a lifelong ambition here to visit every single college football stadium in the country. And so I thought, hey, let's end the season checking back in with the guys. So Al Botta from College Football Quest joins us now. Al, how you doing, man?
Good, Todd. How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. We're getting to the bittersweet end of the season here. You know, I just feel like the college football championship, it's one of the, you know, it's the game you look forward to every year. But then at the end, you're like, well, now the college football season's done. So I know for you guys, your road trip is kind of done. So before we get into it, let me just give everybody a quick rundown here of the games you guys hit this year. January 3rd, Oklahoma State at Central Michigan. September 4th, Michigan State at Western Michigan. October 24th, Florida State at Georgia Tech. November 5th, UB at Kent State. And November 21st, Michigan State at Ohio State. Not a bad list of games there. You had the nice upset Georgia Tech over Florida State. You certainly had that great Michigan State-Ohio State game. When you look back on this season, was there a kind of a theme that developed over it? Was there one recurring theme that kind of seemed to pop up at every stop you guys made this year?
Recurring theme. I thought what we spoke about the most this year was the quality of football this year, at least at our stops.
Yeah.
You know, we start the season, and I'm God, people are going to shoot me for this. I'm all over in a negative way, Oklahoma State and Michigan State. You know, we went to those first two games, and those are two top teams, and here is the whole, we forgot there, the curiosity was how did they get booked into those stadiums, those are the away games, and we got past that, whatever, but after watching the games, these are not good teams. You know, Oklahoma State, Michigan State, top 10 teams, these are not good teams.
Yeah.
But you don't want to make any judgments that early. And as the season went along, you know, fortunately for us, you know, we got to see Michigan State again at the end, which as much as they won, they beat Ohio State in that game, we walked away saying, this is the ugliest team I've seen. And you walk away from Ohio State, all I could think about from Ohio State was, I don't know where the hell they were that day.
Yeah.
But, you know, Michigan State looked exactly as they did. You know, you get to the bowl games, Oklahoma State, Michigan State both got blown out, right? They weren't even in the game.
Yep.
And I felt justified from talking about it all year. But, you know, same thing. You know, there's a game that's not on our list that we went to this year, which was the annual Florida trip, which we saw them play Ole Miss. That was an interesting one also. I mean, I'm a big Ole Miss fan, and at times they looked unbeatable this year. And then that day, they weren't there. And Florida certainly wasn't a home run team even when Greer was there. They were just a good, you know, okay team, I guess, right? Just the quality wasn't very, very good. We compared it to, you know, our first trips, you know, years back when we went to our first, like, MAC games, you know, in the middle of the week. And we compared some of their offenses to the MAC teams, to the bigger schools, and say these teams have like four or five plays that they run all night. And they change personnel. Maybe they flip them, but the plays are exactly, and it's like just not very complicated. Just to us, wasn't very good football. It just seemed like the quality. I don't know. The quality came down. That was the recurring theme for us this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would think that if you look at the college football season as a whole, there wasn't that real dominant team. Everybody looked vulnerable at some point. I mean, now that we're towards the end, Clemson looking a lot less and vulnerable by each game they play. But I know you guys keep kind of a running list of awards, your top five awards in a lot of different categories. Did any of this year's games make it into your overall awards since you guys have started this quest?
Oh, funny you should ask. I'm so glad Jared's not here because he would never answer the question. Looking back on the most memorable, which is usually the hottest topic to discuss with football fans and men, but most difficult to have to enter on the website because Jared's wife reviews everything, was the talent.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
And it came from the most unlikely source of schools that we went to this year. I mean, it wasn't a Southern school, it wasn't a California school, it wasn't a big, big school. We walked onto the campus at Central Michigan. Three of us. I can't even begin to tell you just the comparisons that were being made. You know, to LSU, to Ole Miss, to Florida, to Central Florida. It was just very interesting. From a northern school, a place you'd never expect to go. It was like, And then just to, like, I guess, shot for this as well, but night and day between Central and Western Michigan. Central Michigan was very interesting. The talent was very high, but they weren't very friendly people. Western Michigan was what you would expect, you know, coming from New York, what you would expect someone in Western Michigan to look like, but they were super friendly, and we had the best time there.
Okay. So you take the good with the bad there.
Yeah, from a tailgate perspective, yeah, it was. Off the talent for a second, the Georgia Tech upset of Florida State made our list. I'm sure, I haven't checked Jared's, but I'm sure that has been updated to one of the top games we've ever seen.
Really?
To actually see an ending that way, you know, we talked the whole game, Georgia Tech, Florida State was just leaving them, just keeping them around the whole day. They couldn't put them away. There was no reason for Georgia Tech to be anywhere in this game. And, you know, we get to the very end, there's a field goal, and you got the best kicker in the country on the field. And, you know, wouldn't it be odd if something happened and and the kick gets blocked and the guy returns it, and we're on the field before the guy, you know, storming the field before the guy's in the end zone.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was very crazy, you know, insane kind of, you know, but a great college environment for that to happen. So that experience was, and it was like pins and needles in the stadium. You know, it was 50% Florida State fans, 50% Georgia Tech fans. It was crowded. It was loud the entire time. You didn't know who was rooting for who at any given moment until the last second. You know, until that last second. So that made the list.
Well, I was going to ask you what your most pleasant surprise was of this year's trips, but it kind of sounds like the Central Michigan talent, the co-ed talent, would make that. So, but let me flip it over on you. Biggest disappointment of the trips this year?
Biggest disappointment for us was Ohio State, just as a whole.
Ooh.
It's hard to not compare it to our experience we had at Oregon. You know, it was so built up. We could never make the scheduling work. Every year we tried to make it happen. We couldn't make it happen. Same thing with Ohio State. When it finally happens, you have such huge expectations. And then, you know, we're a little spoiled on these trips at this point in time. We know how to network. We know how to get the things that we want that make us happy. And nothing illegal.
Right.
You know, but we know what we like. And when you get to the point where you can actually put Ohio State as that game on your schedule, which is, God, so hard between our two personal schedules and work schedules and family stuff, and then the Gators being involved in their schedule. And then you try and set up the trip and nothing goes the way it should go. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Yep.
There was no networking. There was no fan. I mean, I have to, we did have one friend, someone in sports media who went to Ohio State. I won't mention her name, but who gave us a list of things. She went to Ohio State, a list of things to do, helped us as much as she could, and that was the end of it. Beyond that, we had no hookups to go to any tailgates. We couldn't get on the field before or after the game to take our standard pictures. The seats that we had, where I can't even begin to tell you what country we were in, right? You know, it rained the whole time. Ugh. It was windy. It was cold. You know, the game was, you know, everyone says it was a, you know, it was a monstrous clash. It was such an ugly game. And you sitting there questioning what Ohio State was doing, it just was very frustrating. You know, it was a frustrating trip. It was one of those that, like, you hope you get a do-over, you know?
Yeah, because you wouldn't expect that from a big school like that, Midwest hospitality. But yeah, I was reading your guys' write up on that, and it definitely sounded very disappointing for such a big school like that to not be a little more welcoming.
A few years ago, the write up wouldn't have been so bad because when we initially started this, we were a stadium quest. We were just, let's go to all the stadiums, but it became more of the experience everywhere. And so now you have to write about the experience. I mean, the stadium at Ohio State is beautiful. I mean, it's exactly what you expect from what you see on TV, the different angles they show. They've got their own quote-unquote grove outside where they have all their old players and awards and stuff. It's very well done. It's very nice. Yeah. The stadium is very nice. There are things that could use upgrading, obviously, but every stadium has that same issue. But when you look at the overall experience beyond the stadium, it just... the athletic department was just not, was the quite opposite of being nice to us when we asked for things. Anything you could help us with, tour, could you tell us when we can do this, when we can do that? It was no, don't bother coming.
Oh, yeah, geez.
You know, yeah, difficulty even to get seats. I'm like, well, we need to buy seats. Maybe we can't buy seats. Anybody can buy seats.
Sure.
No, it's sold out already. You know. Anyway, nice. So it became very difficult. It also was the most expensive trip for us.
Yeah, that's disappointing to hear. Wow, Ohio State's a little big for their britches, it sounds like. Well, you know, hey.
And it's funny because like a few weeks earlier, we were up at a perfectly good surprise. You said like, what was a good surprise for the year? Or a good, Kent State. Mm. Our experience at Kent State end to end was first class.
Mm.
Absolute first class. Just the opposite. You know, you just different people. So that was a disappointment. And I walked away from Ohio State. You know, that flight home was the same flight home we had from Oregon, thinking the same exact thing. I can't believe, we had the same experience. But again, like I preface that by saying, we're spoiled. We've been doing this for a while. We know what we like. We tend to make sure we set up exactly what we like. And then our trips go smoothly. And then every once in a while, you get one of these that throws a bump in the road. It also reminded us that this was a bad scheduling idea for us, that we said we would never schedule anything in the north after November 1st.
Right.
And here we are in a 40-degree rainstorm in Ohio in November. So,
yeah, we mentioned the write-ups of each game, and if you guys want to check them out, they're at collegefootballquest.com. The guys do a really great – they're really fun to read, the breakdown of each of the trips here. And I noticed reading some of the ones from this year – that gambling comes into play a lot and a lot of these trips. As a true gambler, I know not to ask what your best win is. So I'll ask, what was your worst beat on one of these trips?
I would say, oddly, I believe it was Ohio State.
Mm.
I believe it was at Ohio State. And I only say it was the worst because it wasn't the most money personally that I lost. It was the only trip that either both Jared and I lost at the same time, or when Brett comes along with us, which she has recent years, that we've all lost.
Mm.
You usually get someone who wins something and something interesting comes out of the casino, and you could find some good story, but not it wasn't here.
So, yeah, it sounds like this Ohio State trip was a disaster from start to finish there. Jesus.
And like he said, he wasn't going to – Jared was not going to put a trip report together for Ohio State. He was just going to say, see Oregon, and leave it. But, we do the right – he does the write-ups anyway. So it was a difficult trip.
We're speaking with Al Botta from College Football Quest, one of the two guys along with Jared that are have a lifelong quest here to visit every college football stadium in the country. All right, Al, before we let you go, want to get your kind of overall views of this year's trip, some awards to hand out here. So we'll just hit them kind of rapid fire here. Best tailgate of this year's trips?
Best tailgate was at Western Michigan. We were hosted by nicknamed Captain Bundy on Twitter. Billy P, who is the self-proclaimed mayor of Kalamazoo.
Nice. Best overall campus.
Best overall campus. I like the Kent State campus.
Okay.
From a school that you expect to be a small-looking school, but it was well laid out. There were a lot of little mini parks, monuments, and stuff along. It kind of flowed well, I guess. It had a good flow to it.
Best stadium.
Ohio State was by far the best stadium this year.
Best home crowd.
The best home crowd this year was the Florida. It was, again, not listed. It was the annual trip. If I can't list the annual trip to Florida against Ole Miss, which was a wild 98,000 people in an absolute blowout. The Georgia Tech crowd, like I said, there was a constant buzz throughout the stadium the whole time. Hard to say it was more 50-50, 60-40 home crowd. But definitely at the end there, when they were close and had a chance, the home crowd really showed. And they stayed the whole time. Stood the whole time. Stayed the whole time. Great crowd.
Best game that you guys saw?
It's probably the same game. That's Florida State, Georgia Tech. And since Jared's not here, I'll throw in the comment that he'd probably pay me to say out loud, is anytime Florida State loses, it's a good day.
All right. I would expect that from a Gator.
But that was a great game. End to end, that Georgia Tech game, and just the ending was just probably one of my top 10 moments in college football for the year. I mean, that one, that Michigan State Michigan ending as well, very similar.
All right. As we look forward to 2016, any plans yet? Any hopes? Where are you guys looking to visit in 2016?
2016. So the plane ride back, the initial conversation was that we'd like to do some local trips next year, meaning keep it low-key. We've got a lot of personal stuff going on next fall, wedding, bar mitzvahs, parties, whatever it is. So we figured we would do like the drivable games within reason. So we'll go down the coast, Rutgers, we'll do Temple, Navy, and then beyond that, we've done Maryland already, so we've got to go to Virginia, Virginia Tech, those kind of games.
Nice.
And we were going to plan one, of course, we're going to go to Florida. I forget which game was already booked, but a late season Florida game, so it's warm. But the big game for the year looks like it's going to be like a Bama or A&M game.
Ooh.
Where we're going to do a overnight lot. You know, we've got a 40-foot RV, and we'll bring what we will call, you know, our previous guests who've come with us, and we'll do like a four-night RV overnight at one of those two games. I think we're going to plan it around, you know, A&M or Bama, and see where we go from there.
That sounds awesome. That's something definitely look forward to. Al Botta from College Football Quest. Al, let everybody know where they can read more about what you guys are doing and follow you guys on social media.
Yeah, sure. The website is collegefootballquest.com. My Twitter handle is at callfballquest. That's callfballquest.com. Or not .com, but that's where I am. But you can look me up as Al Botta on Twitter and you know, we're out there, we're posting, and we'll try and stay active during the off season. And but our website is up to date. It's got all of our trip reports, all of our ratings, rating pages, et cetera. And of course, with those trip reports are all the photo albums, you know, from the trip, so you can see the types of things that we do, and of course the types of people that we see at each of the campuses as well, which seems to be a hit for everybody. So
awesome. And we'll definitely put those links up on our website, theradioblast.com, as well, so people can check that out. Al, thank you so much. Enjoy the downtime of the off season. Enjoy the college football championship. And we'll check in with you next season and see how the travels are going in 2016.
Cool. Thanks, Todd. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, big thanks there to Al Botta from College Football Quest. Collegefootballquest.com if you want to check it out. The write-ups are really funny. They kind of break it down by travel and on-campus experience, tailgating, pre-gaming, post-gaming. It's really fun read to check out what these guys are doing and see a little bit of a feel for what all these campuses are about just by reading their little reviews. So collegefootballquest.com if you want to check that out. All right. Let's get to this. We've talked about it from both sides of the ball here, Clemson and Alabama. We've talked about the contrasting styles, the head coaches, the way these teams play the game, the loose, freewheeling feeling of Clemson, the stoic, hard-nosed, punch-you-in-the-face style of Alabama. This is going to be a great storyline to watch throughout this game, to watch these two contrasting styles. What it's going to come down to, though, I think is the defenses. You have, again, very different defenses. The Alabama defense, strong up front. The front seven is one of the best we've seen in the country. The Clemson defense, fast, attacking. They're not the biggest guys in the world. They're not the strongest guys in the world, but they will get to the ball. Which of these quarterbacks can exploit the other team's defense? To me, if you've got a defense that isn't built on speed, playing an offense that is built on speed and maneuverability and agility of the quarterback, advantage to the quarterback there. I think Deshaun Watson is going to surprise a lot of people, not with his legs, but with his ability to keep the play moving and finally be able to exploit that Alabama secondary. Alex talked a little bit about it there. The secondary is not the best. Yeah, they've looked good. But if there is a vulnerability to that Alabama defense, it is that secondary. So if Watson can keep his legs, now you know they're gonna fill up the box. They don't want him getting outside the tackle box. They want to contain him. So maybe they bring up a safety. Maybe they put an extra linebacker off to the sides there to keep Deshaun Watson from running off on them. That opens up passing lanes. That gives you more possibilities there. I think when the dust settles, this is going to be a really close game. I think Clemson wins it. Really, really close. 3-4 point game. Give me Clemson 28, Alabama 24. There it is. Like I said, it's a bittersweet time. It's the best game of the year. It's the most important game of the year, but it means no more college football. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. You know we don't just talk about football on this show. We're going to keep this train rolling here. So, again, my huge thanks to all of our guests today. Scott Kiefer from the Greenville News and the Greenville Online. If you want to follow him about the Clemson Tigers leading up to the game, it's Scott Kiefer. There's a silent P in there. Scott, K-E-E-P-F-E-R. Scott Kiefer on Twitter. And for all of your Crimson Tide news, check out Alex Byington from the Decatur Daily and the Florence Times Daily. You can check him out on Twitter at A-B-Y-I-N-G-T-O-N-T-D. And of course, our good buddy Al Botta from the College Football Quest. CollegeFootballQuest.com if you want to check out what those guys are doing there. It's really fun to see those guys traveling all over the country and visiting all the different college football stadiums. We got to run. As always, check us out, TheRadioBlast.com. It's got all of our past episodes in there, Facebook.com/RadioBlast Podcast, on Twitter, at TheRadioBlast. If you're on iTunes, you can subscribe to our podcast. Just search for The Radio Blast. And PodBros.com, WickedRadioNetwork.com, two great podcasting sites that we're very happy to be a part of. This is it. This is what we've been waiting all season for. We will check in with you on Tuesday, do a full recap of the College Football National Championship. Until then, enjoy the final game of the season.